This is Dr. Max D. Younce, pastor of the Heritage Baptist Bible Church of Walnut Grove, Minnesota. This is our Bible class, and we are glad that you could join with us today. We hope that you will get your Bible out and be ready to follow along. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you. It is so good to have you join with us again at this same time each week, and we do count it our privilege to have you follow along in our Bible studies. We're going to continue now in our study of the book of Revelation, one of the great prophecy books here and the completion book here of the New Testament, written by John approximately in the year 96 A.D. We'd like to continue now and to give an outline that is a natural outline given in Revelation chapter 1 in verse 19, so follow along with me if you will. In verse 19 it says, "Write the things which thou hast seen," that's the first division, "and the things which are," the second division, "and the things which shall be hereafter," that is the third division. "Write the things which thou hast seen," that is covered in Revelation chapter 1, that is the vision of the risen and the glorified Christ. He is the Lord of the church. He is the founder of the church. It is not anyone else. It's none of the apostles. It's not Peter. It's not the Baptists. It's not the Lutherans. It's no one but Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. He is the founder of his church. Then we come to those things which thou hast seen, the glorified risen Christ. The things which are covered by chapters 2 and 3, and those are the seven churches existing here at the time of Christ. The letters to the seven churches covered in chapters 2 and 3. And then "write the things which shall be hereafter," you find out from chapter 4 on, you'll never find a mention of the church. Because, first of all, it is raptured before that seven-year tribulation takes place. The things which shall be hereafter, chapters 4 and 5. Now, we'll break this down and just give you just a brief summary of each chapter, just a few statements, and then we'll go into it. But at least it will give you an idea of what is coming. The things which shall be hereafter in chapters 4 on to chapter 22. But now in verses 4 and 5, we have heaven pictured here. The scene is in heaven before the seven-year tribulation period begins. Then we find out here in chapter 6, we have the seals. The tribulation begins as the seals' judgments are released upon those left upon the earth. And then in chapter 7, we have the saved. This is a parenthetical chapter, showing that the Jews and members of every nation and tribe will be saved during the tribulation period. And then chapters 8 and 9, we have the blowing of the trumpets, or the judgments. The trumpet judgments fall upon the earth. And then, briefly, in chapter 10, here we have the angel. The angel gives John a book. And then in chapter 11, we have the two witnesses. The two witnesses will speak for God on the earth. The seventh trumpet judgment falls upon the earth. And then chapter 12, we have Israel here pictured. The Antichrist persecutes Israel and all who turn to Christ. You know, we have the same thing today. You get a Bible-teaching church and you'll find more liberal churches lie about you and their members and their pastors and so forth, and they'll ostracize you. Well, in one sense, that's good, because you're not hooking up with that ecumenical forerunner of the Antichrist. You're going to see that, this one-world church, you're going to see that here in the book of Revelation. Chapter 13, we have the Antichrist. Here the Antichrist rises to world power and wants to be worshipped. And we're going to see where he has you and all religious people that have rejected Christ, but you're religious. And he'll have you accept the mark of the beast, the number 666. And then we have the grapes pictured here in chapter 14. Here the 144,000 of chapter 7 are seen safe with Christ. The Antichrist armies marching to Armageddon appear as grapes ripe for the crushing, and it is God's judgment upon them. Then we have the bowls pictured in chapters 15 and 16, the bowl of wrath, the judgments are poured out upon the earth following the Antichrist. And we have those as vials in the King James translation. Literally, in the Greek, they're bowls. But we find out here, God's judgment and wrath is going to come. It's going to shock you to see that God is just about fed up with the abortion, the anti-God, the no Bible in schools, and judgment is close to coming here upon the earth. We're moving at a fantastic rate, a momentum that is unbelievable when you compare our modern-day country, just of the United States of America, and the deterioration since this nation was founded. You wouldn't know it was the same country at all. And those judgments God is going to pour upon those nations that have turned their back upon Him. Thank God you're a Christian. Thank God when the rapture comes and the Lord descends from heaven with a shout that you'll be taken up and taken out of this time here, and you won't experience from Revelation chapter 4 on. You'll not be here. You'll look at all of these judgments from heaven. Then we come to Babylon here in chapter 17 and 18. And this is the satanic Babylon of the end time, and is destroyed at last. And chapter 17, we have the Babylon Harlot World Church. And then in chapter 18, we have the Babylon Commercial Empire of the Antichrist. But in chapter 17, you have the Babylon harlot, and she is an apostate church. This, your forerunner, you're seeing today, and people hate it when we say this because they're involved in it. They have been sucked into it. They have had their minds brainwashed into this as the seemingly humanistic thinking. This is the right thing to do. Let's all churches get together, you know. That is never God's plan. Yes, if those churches teach the Bible, but you're having churches get together that do not even believe the same thing. This is hypocrisy, and God denounces that, but they will all do that, and maybe you belong to one of these ecumenical churches. You ought to stop and see where you're going and read the book of Revelation. You're being brainwashed into accepting the Antichrist, and most of those involved there do not have a salvation that is provided by Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, they'll talk about Christ, but they don't have a salvation by Christ. They have it by water baptism. They have it by church ordinances. They have it by good works, but not by faith in Christ alone. And so that's very deceiving. But you're going to see this one world church that people are being programmed for today through the ecumenical movement. Now, don't get mad at me for saying it. We just teach the Bible. You ought to get mad because you have been lied to. You have been siphoned into this. And you better get your eyes open because the book of Revelation will reveal this to you. And you've got a decision to make, you see. But it's shown in chapter 17 and 18. And then Armageddon in chapter 19. This is the time for the marriage supper of the Lamb, or Christ. And to the bride, that it is the true church. That's every born-again believer. That's not just Baptist. You don't even have to be a member of a local church to be a member of the body of Christ. The minute you're saved, you become a member of the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 12:13, we are told, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized." That is spirit baptism, not water baptism. We are all baptized into the body of Christ by the Holy Spirit now, not by the preacher and the water. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, and that is the body of Christ, that spiritual body of Christ, with Christ being the head. Then we find out here that Christ, with his armies, come to the earth and destroy the forces of the Antichrist, now gathered in Palestine at Armageddon in the valley of Megiddo. And the 7 years are now over. This is at the end of this 7-year tribulation period. And then in chapter 20, we have pictured the kingdom here. Christ establishes the 1,000-year kingdom of peace prophesied in Isaiah chapter 11 and many other prophecies in Isaiah. The unsaved dead of all of the ages are judged before the great white throne judgment and cast into the lake of fire. You've had relatives that have been caught up into occult religion. I was talking to a man just the other day, and I asked him, I said, "You know, I'd like to come down and talk to you." He said, "What about?" I said, "I'd like to talk to you about the New World Translation, the most perverted thing there. He is a Jehovah's Witness. I said I want to talk to you about hell that you denounce and don't believe in, and about a heaven you don't believe in, only for the 144,000. And I asked him, I said, have you ever had Greek? Have you ever studied Greek? He said, no, I haven't. I said, the New World Translation is the most perverted translation I have ever seen in my life. And I said, I've written those folks from Jehovah's Witnesses three times, and to tell me who these so-called scholars are that have made this perversion. He said, oh, you'll never get their names. I said, you know what? Why would you not? That shows their counterfeit right off of the bat. Because if they did something, you ought to be able to stand up and say, I did this, if you're proud of what you've done and you did it correctly. But they know that anybody that knows anything about the Greek language and decipher the perversion of what these people have done to brainwash the people that are in there. But I said, that's the reason you're deceived. You do not know anything about the Greek or that.